Army beats Navy for third straight time, Trump attends. By AP on December 8, 2018. Philadelphia, AP, Army had the Corps bouncing in front of the President and kept the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. The number 22 Black Knights recovered two fumbles in the fourth quarter. Kelvin Hopkins Jr. had two rushing touchdowns and Army beat Navy 17-10 on Saturday to win its third straight game in the series. President Donald Trump attended the 119th game between the rivals and flipped the coin before spending a half on each side in a show of impartiality. No matter his view, Army, 10-2, always had the edge. Army retained the CIC trophy, awarded to the team with the best record in games among the three service academies. After winning it for the first time in 22 years last season and snuffed a late Navy, 3-10, rallied to retain possession of the patriotic prize. With Navy down 10-7, quarterback Zach Abey lost a fumble on 4th and 12 deep in its own territory. Hopkins would score on a 1-yard run to make it 17-7 and give Army the cushion it needed to win in front of 66,729 fans at Lincoln Financial Field. Army hopped and waved hands in celebration during a replay timeout and got the cadets in the stands to bounce along. They had good reason to celebrate. Army has regained its grip in a series that had gotten out of hand. Navy had a series-best 14-game winning streak from 2002 to 2015 and leads the series lead 60-52-7. Trump sat on the Army side in the first half and crossed the field to the Navy side at halftime. Trump officiated the coin toss and was introduced by public address announcer Dan Baker to a cheering crowd. Navy called tails, and that's what it was when Trump's flipped coin landed on the turf. Navy elected to kick off. That was a mistake. Cal Walker ran 51 yards to the 10 on the fourth play from scrimmage and Hopkins dashed in for the TD on the next play for a 7-0 lead. In a series steeped in tradition, the march on and drumline battles. Among them, perhaps none is more ingrained than the running game. Last year's game had a combined 3 pass attempts and quarterbacks for each team are usually the leading rushers. But Army and Navy passed on the rush and tried to throw, with mixed results. Army safety Jalen McClinton had an interception in the first half. Army also dropped a key third down pass that led to John Abercrombie's missed 33-yard field goal in the second quarter. Abercrombie rebounded to kick a 33-yarder in the third for a 10-0 lead. Last season's game was an instant classic and was decided by a field goal. Bennett Mooring narrowly missed a 48-yarder in the snow on the final play and Army held off Navy 14-13. There were reminders all around the link, home of the Super Bowl champion Eagles, that this was no ordinary game. The Navy Leapfrogs parachute team earned a roar from the crowd with each safe landing on the field. Bill the Goat, Navy's mascot, was safely leashed and secured from a possible abduction attempt from overzealous cadets. And each side safely returned captives in the prisoner exchange. When 7 midshipmen and 7 cadets swap service academies for a semester. The Army prisoners spelled out 3-peat on the back of their uniforms. The takeaway. Army, got to sing second as the winner. Navy, had 0 yards passing and 64 yards rushing through 3 quarters. Lost a key fumble inside the 10 in the 4th when it was still 10-0. Mr. President. Trump was the 10th sitting president to attend Army-Navy. A tradition that began with Theodore Roosevelt in 1901. Barack Obama was the most recent president to attend the game, in 2011 at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. Trump also went to the 2016 game when he was president-elect. Trump and Defense Secretary James Mattis stood silent during an invocation and a moment of silence for former President George H.W. Bush, who recently died at age 94. Up next. Army, Armed Forces Bowl vs. Houston, 8-4. On December 22 in Fort Worth, Texas. Navy, season is over, but 34 seniors recently received their service assignments.